Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. My name is Scott Smith. And last night, Ray and Shannon and I sat down together and we sampled the Pod Pack from Vancouver Island Brewing. This was a pack that came out originally 2 years ago, and it was a collection of beers by different breweries on Vancouver Island and the Gulf Coast. And the goal was to raise awareness and raise some funds to help orca populations here on the West Coast and the Southern Gulf Coast Islands. And this year is no different. Last year, this was there was plans to do a second pod pack, but it was, of course, derailed and impacted by COVID, as most everything was in this last year. So now they're back with new breweries, but the goal is the same, to help the Pacific Salmon Foundation, which is one of the main food sources of the endangered species of orca and killer whales here on the West Coast of Canada. Researchers have made strong links to declining salmon stocks affecting the health and vitality of orcas. Chinook salmon represent the main food source of the average killer whale that must consume 18 to 25 adult salmon per day. So I just wanted to jump in here and give you a little bit more background. This was one of those scenarios where I made a joke about it, where I didn't do any research. And this is just something where I really, really wish I had, because this is a great cause. And in the podcast, we're really just strictly talking about the beers and whether we like them and what we thought about them. But I didn't have the background knowledge to really go in and explain about each of the beers, and I didn't find out the information until this morning when I started piecing the episode together, and I just really wanted to take that opportunity just to highlight the work that they are doing at the Pacific Salmon Foundation, the good work that Vancouver Island Brewing is doing to raise awareness of this project. In 2019, they actually raised $15,000 for the Pacific Salmon Foundation, and I just wanted to make sure that that didn't get glossed over, because I didn't do a good enough job and I want to do better, and I want to provide you guys with some actual real information. And the podcast should really be about learning, not just sampling beers and having a great time, but if there is a cause behind something, I want to know and be better prepared so I can deliver that information to you. So just quickly, just a little bit of a rundown of the beers. Beers involved, the breweries are Whistle Boy Brewing from Victoria. They make a beer called Mike, Solstice from Ace Brewing, which is in Courtney, BC, Taliqua, which is Main Island Brewing on Main Island, and Wave Walker, Ucuilet Brewing in Ucuilet, BC. Quickly, there's one of the beers called Mike. I kind of made a joke. They all have fun names, and this one's just called Mike. Ha ha ha. The namesake of the scientist Dr. Mike Big, who is known for the father of killer whale research. And Mike, the whale, J26, is a 30-year-old member of the J-Pod who has two living siblings, Alki, J36, and Echo, J32, and one of the younger siblings passed away before the age of four, which was Scarlet, J50. So there's stories behind each of these beers, and there's actually an actual killer whale that's related to these beers. But if you are interested in it, there's a great article that Joe Weeb put together. He runs a website called bcaletrail.ca. I'm going to link to it here in the description, where you can get more information about each of the beers and the great cause to it, as well as I'm going to include the link that Joe put together where you can actually donate directly to the Pacific Salmon Foundation. So I invite you to listen to this podcast and find out what we thought of each of these four beers. They're certainly not the straight and narrow basic beers. They're a little bit more out there, and sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. But all in all, the beers are going for a great cause, so I'd really like you to listen to this episode with that in mind and take some action and help the salmon community thrive so that we can help the killer whales and orcas of the West Coast of Canada. Thank you for listening, and without further ado, here is the episode.
Thank you. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. My name is Scott Smith.
I'm Shannon Smith.
And?
I'm Ray Smith, recently adopted street urchin.
You know, you are starting to really grow up and be a fine young man.
Aw, you're just saying
we're
that.
Very proud of us. We're very, very proud of you. Proud.
We're very proud of us.
We're very proud of us for raising you.
Yeah. Why, thank you.
You've done a great job.
Hell of a job.
We need to get you off crack cocaine.
What? I thought baldness was my only problem.
It's your superpower.
I blind airplanes.
Oh, boy.
And like I said, crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine!
That's a different one there.
Who, by a show of hands, who here has done crack?
Not me.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That
wow.
is not how I thought this was going
to
go.
Oh, don't ask questions to which you don't want answers.
I have a crack. Tell.
That's right. Whoa. Have you ever smoked it?
No. It'd be kind of hard.
Yeah.
Well.
Blow smoke on it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And
let's
this pint
get to
is
the
cold.
Beverage. Let's go straight to our sponsor.
Oh, boy.
Who wants to follow that? There is no sponsor. Today's episode, we are going to be enjoying something called a pod pack from Vancouver Island Brewing.
Mm-hmm. Sent over by a pod of orcas.
That is how they deliver it.
We pick it up.
Yes. I knew about this pod pack years ago. Years ago, this was announced. I totally missed out on it. Then years went by and I forgot about it. So I don't know if they've been doing this every year since.
But is it different beer every time?
Or if it's just been brought back. So I don't know. And as always, I've done zero research.
Once you set a standard, you got to keep it.
Exactly.
You just go in.
That is the one thing I do not fail at.
You just go in unknown.
Yeah. So the pod pack in the past has been a collaboration pack. And this one is no different. This has got four beers from four different breweries. Yes, they are Yakulet Brewing, Main Island Brewing, Whistler Boy Brewing, and Ace Brewing. I'm not going to lie that I have not heard of all four of these breweries.
Well, theirs.
But they don't even have a beer in this pack. Isn't
why
that,
are they doing it then?
That fun?
Why are they doing it?
Yeah. So, you know why?
Do they all brew at their brewery, though?
To help the whales.
Oh, is it? Are they really small breweries that use other breweries to brew, and that's what they're doing?
No, I think they're all established breweries in their local region.
They have their own breweries?
And in the past, they were all Vancouver Island breweries, but obviously Whistler is not located
I think it would. I thought it would make more sense if like they were brewing at their brewery, and they just did like a pod pack of the people that brew there. Because other breweries brew other people's beers.
That is true, but I don't think that's the case. In this case,
There's no Whistler.
Yes, there is.
No, it just says Whistle Boy.
You are right.
Wow.
I need my spectacles.
Yeah. Whistle Boy is really good.
Whistle Boy.
Is that the name of the brewery?
How dare I. Yeah.
Whistle Boy Brewery. Where's Whistle that Boy. At?
So
you
let's.
Just,
so
you were just
so
creating they, creating drama.
Trouble.
For no reason.
Trouble. Yeah.
Whistler Brewing or, came in and just fucked with them.
Or we've just really shown again that I cannot read. I can read. I just read
selectively.
You can read. You just
read Weller.
You just
when
need
I wear
your
glasses.
Exactly. Like we all need our glasses.
Oh boy. So let's get started.
I'm really thirsty, so we should.
Okay. So I think we should. Oh.
Ooh, just random.
Random. I like random. It.
Somebody say stop.
Ray as the guest.
Stop. Ooh.
Hammer time.
Ooh, pretty.
What'd you get? What'd you get?
Oh, I like the label on the bottle.
We picked the mic.
On the can.
Rose, a rosé pale ale.
Ooh, from Whistle Boy.
From
that's a
Whistle
good
Boy
one to start
Brewing.
With.
Okay. 5.2% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
So...
I forgot to mention the packaging, how it has a cute little fin on the top.
It does.
That was adorable.
So great packaging. Also, $1 from every
box.
Pod pack purchased goes... to help preserve wild Pacific salmon, the killer whale's most vital food resource. So right now we're helping whales, and we're
salmon.
We're helping salmon,
and salmon get eaten by whales.
Yeah. So how does that help the salmon?
Here, that one's good. Oh, it's like a red color.
Right way.
Is it a red ale?
It's a rosé.
Rosé,
pretty. the color of blood water.
Would you wear a rosé all day t-shirt?
No.
Would you would you respect me less if I did?
Yes.
Okay.
That's yes.
That is the correct answer.
I wouldn't respect you less for wearing the t-shirt, but if you drank rosé all day. And I don't mean this beer. I'm talking about the wine variety.
Right, right.
Rosé all day. I hate shirts with sayings like that. It makes me feel like females aren't thinking enough.
Does it make you feel less?
I don't know. Like, you know, when I was at the liquor store today buying that gin, they had a big, like a Capri Sun?
Yes.
They had a giant Capri Sun, but it was margaritas and it said girls night out. And I just rolled my eyes. And it's a giant, you could stick a straw on it, but it's clearly you share this.
Right.
So why would they have a shareable pack with a straw?
During COVID?
Yeah.
Ever,
but also girls' Ever. Night out. But I should have taken a photo of it.
Yeah,
we can go back and get a photo.
We can,
and we can probably post it because add it to this podcast. I just rolled my eyes when I saw that.
Mm. All right, is it how's the smell? Nothing magical about the smell.
I don't really smell much.
Not a lot going on.
It smells yummy.
Tasty though, flavorful.
It's good. I mean, It's an ale.
Really upfront flavor.
yeah. But
then the aftertaste kind of immediately fades away.
Aftertaste is kind of a little peppery.
Really?
I'm curious what makes it a rosé, other than the color.
Color?
Probably.
No, but what color is it? It's a pale ale.
Mm-hmm. But don't they usually call these like a red ale?
Oh, there's rice. There's rice.
Oh.
Yeah, you got the label.
There's water, rice
barley,
in it.
Rice,
yay.
Hops, yeast, hibiscus.
Oh, okay.
A flower, and natural flavor.
There's definitely a bitterness at the end. Like they added hops, like hopped afterwards. Like,
do you know that anything natural flavor comes from a gland above a beard?
Yeah, I imagine. So natural flavor is a very, very misused word.
Right.
And confusing to some. Can I see the can? That's really cute. I like the label. There's like a bitterness at the end, right?
I just ran off and got glasses for myself.
Mm.
And for me. Thank
for
you.
You're welcome.
I'm just going to remain blind.
You remain blind.
I like the label, though.
Well, you guys were looking at that. I was distracted because back on the top of the box, there are four individual whales that have been named on this. And there's a little bit
like
of
whales that have been tagged.
Like, yeah.
Oh, so that's where Mike comes from.
Yeah.
This is Mike. Hey, Mike.
This is Mike.
We're drinking Mike, also known as J26.
We're also drinking Mike and speaking into mics.
It's true.
Such a dad thing.
Do this.
Mike is the yeah. That's right.
God does that now. We call that classic Rick.
Yeah. Because Rick's the oldest person we know.
No, but that's all he did a lot when we were talking to him. It was always this. It's like, I feel like I'm in trouble all the time.
What we're describing is we're both wearing, two out of three of us are wearing reading glasses now. And
well, I am too, but I just not wearing it.
The peekaboo, the over top, looking over top. Not to be mistaken with Over the Top the movie.
That would be reenacted later.
Yes. Fantastic movie. It totally holds up. Mike is the oldest of the four whales identified on here.
That explains the bitterness.
And how old do you think Mike is?
I think Mike is 35.
Okay. I thought you were going to nail it. It was Ray, do you have a pick? Did you already read it?
No.
Are you cheating?
Am I way off?
You're very close.
No. 32.
Correct answer is 30.
Okay. I knew it had to be. You Mike. Said the oldest because whales live a lot longer than aquariums tell you they live.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true. He's from J-Pod.
Hey, J-Pod.
You remember
he's got
J-Pod.
A gang sign.
Yeah.
He's got a fin sign.
And that's, so we're drinking Mike. Here's to Mike.
Mike.
Cheers, Mike.
Let's hope no one poaches you and kills you.
Who poaches
or traps you and throws you in an aquarium.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations on 30 years of surviving without humans killing you.
How do they really know he's 30, though?
They count the lines in his tummy.
Well, they actually have
open.
They actually have him in captivity.
They've
just,
actually been
they
monitoring.
They just let him out once or twice a day to swim around.
Well, they also go off a size, but they also monitor these whales for way longer than you think.
Apparently, at least 30 years.
Yeah. So it's also size and way they look.
Mm. was hoping you'd say.
I'm sorry, did you say it's also size and Willy look?
No, the way they look. They check his Willy. We're just going to just nail. I can't say nail these whales.
No. Well, whatever you do in your own time. Is there anything
as open? As he takes the beer can away from her.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a fine ale.
It really is. There's nothing spectacular going on.
It's kind of a low grade IPA.
I was saying it does taste a little bitter. I actually wouldn't label it as an ale.
So this
like a lightweight IPA.
The ingredients are water, barley, rice, hops, yeast, rice. Hibiscus.
Why the rice?
And as you said, natural flavors.
Well, the rice, that just reminds me of Budweiser when they put the rice in it, right? Or is that corn?
Both.
Both. They just throw all the carbs in there.
Whatever the cheapest grain you can get.
Mm. It's perfectly fine. It is a little bitter at the end, though.
It's not. Yeah. It is a. It is a. To me, it's a. It's an IPA. It's just a.
Yeah.
It's not an IPA.
It kind of. It kind of is.
I get a little bit of a. I get a lot of sweetness to it. There's immediate punch to my mouth when I first take it in.
Which is the hoppy. Which is the hoppiness.
It's not hoppy to me.
To me, it is. It's
interesting. Okay.
It tastes like they not fresh hopped it, but there's hops added later, like. Not when you're supposed to, but
the whole
like
after flavor to me.
Yeah, there's definitely an after. Yeah.
Okay.
There is definitely an after flavor. That's what I'm saying. It's like a light IPA.
Okay. I got to accept your opinion.
But I also think it's kind of like, isn't Darryl, red ale normally just. Isn't,
you are out of order.
Isn't red ale.
Whose show is this?
That's right.
The name Rosé.
This isn't a pint with friends. This is a pint with assholes.
Wrong.
The name Rosé is kind of confusing because I would have thought, oh, they put it in some kind of barrel with rosé in it or something. No,
that's the hibiscus is the flower that changes the color.
Yeah, but right? People are naturally going to think of wine.
Right.
And that's, but I would call it a red ale or something then, right? Isn't that how red ale is this color, isn't it?
No, this is.
A little darker.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, more deeper?
Yeah.
But I think people would be confused expecting a rosé pale ale. Because that's all people relate it to.
Right.
It's just an interesting name they came up with.
I don't
versus
love it.
Hibiscus, putting the word hibiscus in the name.
Okay, so rate it 1 to 5.
I would say it's, as far as, I would say it's a 2.
Oh.
I don't say it's terrible, but I just
give
think
it a 3.
I've had some really amazing beer.
It's not a terrible beer. It's just.
No.
It's under the mill.
Not too.
But would you buy it again at the store?
As an individual, no. I would. I don't know about the rest of the pack, so I can't say.
No, but individually, would you pick it? That's.
I wouldn't. No, but.
But if someone gave it to me at a party or something, I'm like, fine, I'd be cool with it.
I would. I do agree that the naming is a little off.
Because
when I first read it and it said rosé, my first thought is rosé wine, which is a mix of red and white.
That's what most people would.
So
think.
I thought it was kind of, you know, and I guess that's what it is. It's. Like I said, it to me, it seems a bit like an IPA light.
Mm-hmm.
It has that hoppy.
It's also
bitterness. So that's
the second
that's the
highest
red,
alcohol.
Like you were saying that you got that sweet burst right away. Mm-hmm. Well, there's the white. If we're using a rosé comparative.
Could you bring it together?
I didn't notice the sweet very much.
I didn't either.
I don't. My palate for sweet tends to be. It's sort of mild, 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 and then overpowering.
Yep.
That's just me, probably because as a child, I either didn't eat sweets or I ate the most saccharine-filled bits of garbage I could stuff in my gob.
Yeah.
So I didn't notice the sweet as much. I certainly noticed the I got a very distinct hoppy aftertaste with it. It's not terrible.
I agree.
It's not great.
It's very hoppy to me.
I think people would look at it and go, oh, rosé, and then taste it and be like,
confused.
Right.
Yeah.
But
it's not
that,
a terrible beer. It's just confusing with the name, like you said. True. And it's definitely got hop to it. You remember when we tried the hop water once after we brewed a beer, we decided to try That's what it reminds me of. But that's just.
Ooh, doesn't remind me of that. That was really
yeasty. Well, I'm just saying that it's like they put a dash of the hop water in.
Okay.
But that's just like dry. Did they dry hop it at the end? What did they do?
Dash of hop water. Another one of my favorite bands.
It's not terrible. Oh. Like I said. It's fine. It's just confusing
go,
to someone.
Go. Stop. Duck.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay.
What's the name of the whale?
Number 2. Tequila. Wait.
Tequila?
I don't know if I've said that correctly.
Tequila?
How would you say that?
Taliqua.
Taliqua.
Oh, okay. Because wasn't Tequila the whale that went to SeaWorld?
Well, maybe. If they did, they got out.
No.
Because J-35.
No, no, no. That one's dead. But I'm just saying.
And this story went that was shocking. Totally
if
left.
You watch the SeaWorld, the documentary on the orcas, yeah. then you'll yeah. know what I'm talking about. But
so this is a.
I just thought maybe they named another one after it or something.
Right. This is a Pacific Gosa. Mm-hmm. And it is 4.8%. And you are going to be getting water, barley, wheat, mm-hmm. oats, hops, yeast, seaweed,
ooh.
Lemon peel, and natural
see,
flavor.
That makes sense, the seaweed thing. Like, if you're going to do, like, an orca kind of beer, to throw some seeds,
what
sea
I
stuff in.
What I should have done is read.
I will raise an objection to that line of thinking. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to go, well, if we're going to do orca stuff, we might as well have seaweed. Well, then we should also have baby seal.
No, I'm saying like.
Right? Like some really foul flavors.
No, but it's something that related to the sea, like salt. Like a salt, like the thing I bought today where it was sea salt in it. I would expect that in one of these beers, but it doesn't look like there's any sea salt in any of kelp. Those.
A little bit of kelp.
What yeah.
Krill.
Krill is little tiny krill. Little shrimps.
Yeah.
What gray whales eat?
Love a yep. love a krill ale right now.
Ooh. Hmm. It'd probably just all taste the same.
What I should have done at the beginning of this.
There's still a little Mike.
Was read out. Read out? I should have read all of the beers that we'll be having today. So I'm going to do that.
Wait,
so,
can I say one thing? The last one we had, the Mike. Which is also, I don't think they needed a name. They should just call them the name of the whales for the one thing. Like, mm-hmm. just call this beer Mike. That's the second highest alcohol. 5.2.
You are correct.
Yes. The other yeah. one is the Hellsbach, or what is that? I can't read from here.
Hellsbachin.
That's 6.8%. We should save that one for the last.
No, we're doing like Russian roulette here.
So which one are we having now?
So right now is the Pacific Gosa.
Taliqua.
Taliqua, okay. which is the 4.8. So we have a Pacific Gosa, which is from Main Island Brewing. This is what the second beer that we're having. The first one was Whistle Boy Brewing, the Rosé Pale Ale, mm-hmm. 5.2. Then we also have the Euculet Brewing, Hellesbach. Mm-hmm. And then the one that I'm most excited about from Ace Brewing is the Plum and Rosemary Saison.
I'm excited about that. Rosemary beer is really good.
But here we go.
Okay, this one smells
Pacific
nice.
Gosa, love a Gosa.
Too.
Sucking that in.
Yeah, I heard that.
Ooh, very salty.
Ooh. Oh, there is some salt in this.
A little, yeah.
That's a really, that's like salt water.
This yeah. is salt water.
This that's is drinking the orca's pee.
That was my favorite novel as a child.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, the Dr. Seuss one, they didn't take off.
So this definitely has some sea salt in it.
Yeah, you can
very
see
very much so, like really strong.
Like, I can see sediment flying wow. around in here. Now, to be fair.
Is that salt floating around?
I don't know if Gosa beer, is that how you pronounce it, Gosa?
Yeah.
Naturally looks like this.
That's very murky.
Well, there's, it is
there,
murky.
There is, definite, cool. there is definite sediment floating around.
We need not, a microscope.
Not in the beer that's been sitting for too long, funky collected on the bottom sediment.
No, it's just everywhere, like a.
But.
It's just everywhere.
It's kind of hypnotic the way that it looks. I'm kind of impressed.
Do you think
by
that's
that.
The salt?
Because most of that stuff tends to get dissolved.
Or settles.
Yes.
Right? Like this is floating around.
I bet you that's salt. Like the little salt goobers.
Now, taste wise.
What was the other ingredients in this?
I am not loving it.
No.
This the is, salt.
When you said salt water. That's yeah. exactly
that's what
this
it
is.
Tastes like. Yeah. Salt water with like hops in it.
Well, no, I don't even get hops.
I get a little hop.
I get salt.
This is like I got a mouthful of the Pacific Ocean. I went swimming.
This is we are trapped on a raft and we're Ooh. Drinking the we're drinking salt water.
Okay.
And we're gonna die.
Well, isn't seaweed that, already it, salty?
It's not that salty.
But isn't seaweed Close. Already salty though?
Yes, of course.
So
yes.
they Is it just from the seaweed itself, or are they adding more salt to it?
Maybe. No, you're probably right.
Also.
Lemon peel. I don't get any of the lemon. Mm. No.
But this is by far the most
interesting
Gosa I've ever had.
You know, the smell You know what, though? It does remind me of the ocean a little bit.
It reminds me of the ocean a lot.
Mm-hmm. No, even the smell. There's something about, you know what it smells like? You know when you're standing in the jetties and the little rock pools between the, that's what it smells like to me.
The jetties. Can you tell us a little bit about the whale that goes along with this beer?
Where's it at?
Is this Tahlequah?
Yeah, Tahlequah.
Tahlequah, otherwise known as J35. 24 years old, J-Pod.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give sex. They don't give...
Well, I'm assuming it's a female.
Frequently.
Why?
It's got to be a female.
There's Wavewalker, Tahlequah, Mike, and Solstice.
Wavewalker.
So.
Whoa, is that like Game of Thrones?
I kind of feel like Mike.
The Wavewalker is coming.
The Wavewalker's coming.
Mike kind of got shafted in the name.
I know, right? He didn't get Tahlequah, whatever.
Tahlequah?
Yeah.
Wavewalker.
And Solstice.
I want a cooler name like Wavewalker. That's Jesus, isn't it?
No.
That's Jesus. And, of course, Mike.
We've got Wavewalker, Tahlequah, or whatever the hell her name is, and then Mike.
That's kind of like George Foreman.
Is it like Mike because Mikey likes it?
I was going to say, yeah, so George Foreman naming all of his sons George whatever, and then adding their last son Dave to the mix. It's just...
You know, they let really someone's child name it.
I don't know. But
George, Frank. George.
Yeah.
But you know what? I do love human names with animals. I think it's hilarious if you have a dog named Bob.
Yeah, I love that. If we get a dog, we're going to name it Wavewalker.
No, we're going to name it like Kevin.
Or Sir Barks-a-Lot.
Look at the couch. Look at what Kevin's doing over there. He's licking his ass. Kevin is licking his ass. So
now Kevin is a great name for a dog. It was actually the name of a great dog. That is now tattooed across my friend Betty's back.
Oh.
So the name Kevin for dogs has been taken.
Oh, no.
Sorry. But
I've been naming everything Kevin, though.
That the animal that bore that name wore it with great dignity and pride.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, none of the assholes that hung around at the same time were doing anything of the sort. Kevin was a radiant dog.
Well, I've been naming things Kevin for a while. Yeah. I named my parent the orange tree I brought back from Orlando.
Is that what Kevin. You call your junk?
No.
We're going to Kevin Town tonight.
No, that's Free Willy. No.
Free Willy? And you get to then, does she stand on rocks and you get to jump over her, drifting her water droplets across her brow?
Just waiting for my moment to shame myself.
I'm just going to say, I can say something even worse than that as the rocks or the boobs.
Rocks or the boobs?
I'm just trying to bring a picture to it.
She names it Sir Disappointment.
Why would you
disappoint yourself? That's so bad.
Self-deprecation.
But she calls it sir.
Yes. It was knighted.
A much respect.
Why? Because she closed her eyes? It's like it's night.
It's because he's been circumcised and he's been knighted. So.
Wow. Because you... So if
this is going really wrong,
every male with a circumcised penis is now a knight.
Yes,
because I've had the blade placed upon my penis.
You're now a Sir Ray.
Sir Ray,
I am from Surrey.
I'm gonna try and bring the focus back to the beverage now. Okay, we're halfway there. We're halfway home.
We're drinking salt water. I need a fish. Will a saltwater fish survive in this?
No.
I'm a little bit disappointed in this beverage now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to finish it. I've drunk even less than I did of the first one.
Give me the salt.
I don't. I don't want to slam the beers. I do admire the chutzpah and going for it and trying it. I don't typically like it. I don't dig it, but I respect it.
Yeah, look, it's especially with packs like this, which is we don't know anything about.
If
the whole idea of it might just be an opportunity for them to experiment with flavors and tastes.
You're 100% right.
I have a great use for this beer. You know when you go to the dentist and you get a tooth pulled and they tell you to rinse your mouth out with salty water?
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect. Crack, you can just have beer.
Crack a cold one.
That's brilliant, actually. Yeah. I'm getting a whitening and some Tahlequah.
I'm prescribing you some Tahlequah.
Tahlequah.
Why can't I say this? never going to do this.
No.
Once I say it wrong, it stays there.
But I wholeheartedly agree. This is not a... Well,
I would drink it.
J35. It's easier to pronounce.
Oh. I think they should just call the names, the actual names of the whales.
So I'm going to pick out the third beer because I want to have White Walker so we can save Solstice till the end.
Is Solstice the 6.8%?
No, we're going to do that right now.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have the Plum Saison last.
I'm hoping that's going to bring it.
Plum and rosemary sound so nice together.
The first one wasn't terrible.
You know what, this though? The Plum's going to be great because it's an ace brewing. It's going to be aces.
The Tahlequah beer isn't terrible.
No, none of them are terrible.
It's unappealing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes differences. There are, okay. Have you ever had Colt 45? Have you ever had Love Beer beer? Have you ever had Black Label? These are shitty beers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This isn't a shitty beer. It's just an unsuccessful attempt to come up with a new flavor sensation, mm-hmm. or not. If this is exactly what they were going for, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Would I recommend it? No.
No.
Of the two, like the rosé, it was okay.
Well, yeah. So far, both of them are just like,
I give it a two just because it's not offensive.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a one would be offensive. A zero. Well, how would you give it a zero if you would have to not try it?
Yeah.
No, but really, so this,
to be fair, compared to shit beers, this is good.
Oh, yeah.
If someone served this to me, I would totally drink it. Like, I'm going to finish off this salty beer.
Did you end up getting four glasses for each of us?
I just thought we would go back and forth.
Yeah, okay. I've got two.
Okay. No, you have one, and I have one you just stole.
You didn't finish this one.
I know.
Wow. Yeah.
What is you?
So
lightweight?
I have two, and you have two.
Why aren't you? Why aren't you like?
I don't want to just guzzle something I don't enjoy.
Swallow. Learn to swallow.
You heard it here first, folks.
Learn to swallow.
Learn to swallow.
God damn it. Wow. Which one was the salty beer?
There's so many things that are floating around in my brain, none of which have anything to do with beer. Or don't pour that into my glass. You have your two glasses of shame over there. That's mine.
I'm pouring it for you.
New?
Oh, yeah, this is new.
Oh, this is new.
I'll just finish.
What do you mean, how dare I? I know you. You would try to pawn off.
I finished off your beer for you because you can't finish it.
Thank you.
Wow.
Can I pour you a glass?
Okay. Oh, wait, don't. I needed to do that in a comparison. This has the exact same. Yeah. Hey, learn to swallow, not regurge.
Spit.
It was there. Okay. That is my salty beer.
So this looks this.
I'm
going to
cross contaminate this with this beverage. Ooh.
Well, I was just helping you get clean up some, get some glasses ready.
Thank you. An aggressive pour. This is the Hellenbuck 6.8 from Euculet Brewing. Called Wave Walker.
Hell's.
Damn it.
Put your glasses back on.
Hell's Buck. Probably won't.
Put your glasses on.
That's or Hella's.
Hella's Buck.
Hella's Buck.
Hella's Buck.
Okay, well, it's strong. It smells like a strong beer.
Oh, my God, Scott. I went to go get your water.
Oh, and it's got...
And it's great flavor.
Yeah.
The 9-year-old in Scott.
Learn to swallow.
But I was expecting just water, and I got grape.
That now has to become a T-shirt.
Learn to swallow.
A pint of friends.
Now, because I need a different glass, I'll be right back. You guys tell me and talk about it. I'll be right back.
Okay. Can you fill my water up with actual water, not child's play? Okay.
Please continue.
Okay. Okay, I haven't tried it yet because I have grape in my mouth.
Okay, this is nice. Like many strong beers, you get a bit of an overwhelming...
Is this the Plum and Rosemary?
No. This is the Hellespock.
Hellespock. Wave Walker.
This is Wave Walker.
Okay, this one's...
It's the strong beer. That's why it smells like a strong beer.
I don't mind this one, though.
Because there's nothing... They didn't take this beer and do anything with it.
It has
they
more...
They just gave it a name. This is just your basic strong beer.
But it has more body to it than the other ones.
Yeah. No, it's... It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's not overpowering.
And take a drink too, because that might help you.
Like strong beers tend to have that really high alcohol flavor.
Yeah.
This doesn't have that, which is nice.
Well, this is 6.8%.
Which is pretty high for a beer, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm back. So because I poured it into that salty glass.
Oh,
that's a mistake.
Awful. Yeah.
Barf.
Yeah.
The it's more of an orangey golden color versus the other one was like a red.
Yeah, that's true. This looks more like a pale ale.
Yeah. It's a little darker though.
So
amber is the right color. If you put a little dinosaur bug in there,
if I could remember what a box style of beer was. Vancouver Island Brewing used to make something, I think it was an ice bock, and I think it was called Herminator,
mm-hmm.
and it was really, really strong, and it was tasty.
Herminator was good.
It was very good.
Yeah.
This kind of has that, but I don't remember what distinguishes a bock style.
To jump to another brand, Daggerad.
Yes.
The Surrey Brewing. They make a lot of strong beers. In fact, mm-hmm. I think all of their beverages.
I love Daggerad.
Yeah. But they're very first one that I can't remember its name, but the one that I
aren't they like German brewing? Like, what is their beer? They're strictly
it's
like,
all strong beer. It's
no,
all
but they're strictly like German or something. Like, I don't. I could be. I know they're strictly one type of beer, like one kind of.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I can't remember, but I love Daggerad. I love their logo, and yes. everything about it.
But continue.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
But like, that's what this reminds me of. Strong, but not overpowering. There are some strong beers that the alcohol over, you know, the aftertaste is terrible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Horrifying. And this isn't bad at all. This is quite nice. Of the three, to me, this is the nicest, simply because I think this is the most straightforward beer. Mm-hmm. The other ones they've added a lot to. They've tried to do all of these lovely flavor, samplings and trials. For my palate, this one just comes across as just being beer.
No, nice, I like this
nice,
one.
Nice, simple beer.
So heavy. Far, this is the one I would drink the most.
Yeah, I wouldn't guzzle it, but.
I would.
I agree with you both. I think the other two are sort of swinging and reaching for the fences.
Yeah.
They're definitely, salt one was definitely trying to be like the pod pack.
This one is a little bit more straight down the line, and it is a stronger style.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't love it, though.
Right.
Really? You're just not liking anything from this pack.
And I feel bad saying
that. No, you're not
that.
Loving it. You're not hating it, but you're not.
No.
You're not liking it as much.
You don't need to feel bad. These people didn't pay you to do this. It's an honest. Well, no, but it's.
But that's it. That's
but it's an honest opinion.
Do you think, like, when they do packs like this, do you think they're never as good? Have you had a good 4-pack of a collaboration that's been good?
Oh, I'm sure I have.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know that I've ever bought a 4-pack where all 4 beers were just different.
I don't. That's what I'm trying to think too. If we've ever had a good.
We usually buy singles and we do our own sort of theme.
Or you're buying a dozen and you're getting 3 of 4 different flavors.
Right. That's true.
Which I just recently did.
Mm-hmm.
With a sour pack that was.
But was it different breweries?
No.
Okay.
No, and that's another thing about this. This is.
Belgian. Sorry.
This seems very. Excuse me.
You're talking about Daggerad.
Yeah, Daggerad's Belgian.
This is more of an art project than it is a beer project.
I appreciate where they're going. I appreciate they're raising money for stuff. I want them to raise money for whales as well.
Salmon.
Salmon's great. Save the salmon, sure.
Yeah, but you're not saving the salmon. You're simply feeding the salmon to the whales.
The whales need a lot of help. Like they're
and a lot of salmon.
That's one of my biggest passions is whales and cetaceans in general. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're doing anything to like help is awesome. I still recommend buying this pack because you are helping with the salmon population, although they're going to die from being eaten by orcas.
Yep.
But also that's not their main diet.
No, they eat
tons of stuff. Don't rely on salmon.
No.
True.
So that's kind of a misconception there.
And and everything relies on salmon.
No, but salmon's still important for
no,
sure.
No, but I mean like the sea lions and the otters stuff that the orcas actually tend to feed on probably more. Mm-hmm. They live off of the salmon and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And look, this is going to sound kind of terrible, but you could save yourself the $15 the 4-pack costs. Donate that $15 to save a salmon or whale,
or just
buy beer that you really enjoy.
Donate to a great cause that helps eliminate captivity of
or anything that you love. You know, but
yeah. Sure. No, but if you're going to go for the cause of the environment, it could be donated to. What is it, 10%?
$1 of each pack.
So it's not that much.
Nope.
So you may want to take your money and donate it fully. If you believe in the salmon thing, then you should donate it fully.
True. I agree with you about that. By the way,
but this I still think it's a great concept. I think I wish more companies would do it.
Well, it's a brilliant idea. And I like Scott, I feel kind of bad not being able to go, yay, this is super dope.
Right.
But the honest opinion is, it to me, it's not. But look, the last time I was on your podcast, we did that. What was that company? Oh, and they were terrible.
Oh, the chocolates, the mint chocolate.
Their Christmas special of garbage.
We actually dumped those out. I could not physically handle having those
anymore. I honestly stopped a lady from buying some of their product.
Did you really?
At the store. I'm like, don't do it. And she's like, why not? Have you ever had it? And I'm like, not that particular flavor. But we bought this sample pack, and it was trash. None of this is terrible. What we're having right now.
No, I still think you should buy it to support the cause. Yeah. And you know what? You can get a salty beer. Like,
and that's the thing. Yeah. You might love it. You might think that rosé is just all the IPA rosé goodness that you want. That saltwater goes might just be right up your alley. Like, we had something earlier. Excuse me. Just a touch of salt in it.
I don't know what that. Pineapple.
The pineapple, nautical pineapple sea salt. I can grab it.
Please do.
Boom. Just enough salt in there to make it awesome.
Yep.
But not enough to ruin any of the other flavors. Like
fantastic summer beverage.
Yes. Very much so. The other one that we just had, Tahlequah, I think is aspiring to be.
Yeah, okay. That. So this one was Slack Water Brewing, and it's a nautical nonsense pineapple sour with pink sea salt.
Great.
And boom. You know what's great? I think what the graphic designer was trying to do is they put pineapples in an ocean to look like coral.
Oh, I like it.
Is that what that's happening? Is that what's happening there?
I see what you're saying.
So I saw they're putting this out today when I was at the store, and I was like, well, I guess I got to get that.
I don't want to bag on Marine Island Brewing, but the Pacific Gosa.
Maine
Island Brewing.
Put your glasses Maine with a Y.
It almost feels like they accidentally dropped a lot of salt into the beer more than they intended.
I think seaweed is super salty.
I think it's extremely salty.
I'm not a fan of it.
It feels like
Have you had dry seaweed?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it salty?
Yes.
So that's probably what they're doing is putting dry seaweed in.
Could be.
Not fresh, but dry.
Again.
But it's kind of like the coconut. It's kind of the cucumber thing, right? Cucumber is this weirdly sort of non-flavor, but if you put in the perfect combinations of things, it's the most inspiring and delightful thing. And I would imagine that seaweed and other things like that, it's a balance thing.
Mm-hmm.
The seaweed in and of itself will have zero flavor. It's basically just floating pulp, right? But it will absorb that flavor. And I think if you just got the right mix, but then I'm not the one who's creating this. This isn't my painting. I'm simply looking at it and going, those colors don't seem to trigger my brain.
No, I think not a true beer, because everybody's beer is different. It's like a beer that I normally love is when all the flavors blend together beautifully when you're drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a music going off of my mouth, like an orchestra. I don't know.
Poetry
in my mouth, yeah. And so when it just is straight up salt water, it seems... But I was trying that one with the salt again, and it tastes more buttery now since it's been sitting there.
Okay, so I'm gonna reach over and grab a sip of that.
Yeah, it's more.
I'm not sure that butter is gonna help that flavor.
No, it's not.
Still don't like it.
I know you don't, but I'm saying it's changing as it's sitting here. There's less floaties. Well, there's still some.
No,
floaties.
I can see the. I can see it from here.
But it is changing as I'm.
Now the one thing that appeals is. What the hell's going on with that glass?
Right.
Visually, it looks really, really cool.
I don't know
how they've done that.
You know what it looks like?
You know what it looks like?
A science project.
What it looks like is aloe.
Yeah. Oh. I was going to say like a gel, like when you look at an aloe and it's just all sitting in there.
Yes. Yeah.
It's gooey.
There's a bit of a lava lamp
thing. But it's not
thick. Well, not a lava lamp, but aloe. Aloe makes sense.
Yeah, I hope not. There's no. Oh.
Oh, that's the Orca box.
Wait. I'm going to rinse my glass.
Okay.
And we will
Yeah,
pause.
You can just cut that out.
Oh, what, me saying that?
No, I'm saying we can, it doesn't matter. We'll
I'm just going to cut it out after.
I don't want to mess with any recording because it's sounding good right now.
Go do your thing.
Your table's like mine.
We forgot to take a commercial break, so let's take a commercial break right now.
Cool.
We'll be right back.
Wow, this is like a heart attack waiting to happen. Like all the salt?
The last amount doesn't matter if it's in here.
Movies. Did you just drink all the salt?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it was gross, right?
Oh, it's too much. Oh, my God.
That's staying in the podcast.
Oh.
Hey, Shannon, remember, learn to swallow.
Yeah.
I'm getting lime flavor. Is there lime in that?
Just a lot of salt.
It tastes limey now. Well, I get drunk so easy now. I used to be the person who survived the last.
Just drunk.
That doesn't mean you weren't drunk. That just means you can go a long time.
I can't go a long time.
One of my all-time favorite memories will be you.
Shani Graff.
Bunch of pussies. Glug, 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 glug. Stumble, stumble, stumble. Bam. Yeah. And it was just like, whoa. Did she do that on purpose? Yeah. I don't know, but it was awesome. It was so
that
good.
That was a neck up at night because that's when Rick got fucked up too.
The two twin towers that normally outlast everyone fell
Shani,
that night.
Shani Graw is a very dangerous party to go to.
but wasn't that also the beginning of Rick's tincture taking moments? Wasn't that pretty early on? Because I think he was double dipping. Yeah. And I don't think he was quite ready for how powerful it was.
He wasn't ready for Shani Graw.
Yeah, that's right.
No. No one is. Come on now.
I think he partaked in Tequila Night too.
And that was, I remember the moment in my mind where I went, as a spouse, where there's that moment where you're just like, you hit the gas or you hit the brake.
Right.
One of us is going to make it out of this alive. One of us has to be the grown up. One of us is going to have to clean this shit up tomorrow.
Right. Oh, just leave me there. I'm totally cool. No, wait. You don't have to clean. Just leave me there. I'm cool with waking up in weird spots.
We did leave you there.
Yeah, I'm cool with waking up
in hours.
I just didn't decide to join you.
Dude, I fell under a car once and stayed there for a while.
Nice.
That's my wife, ladies and gentlemen. You can follow her on Instagram, StarWhale75.
That was also the night that I called Josh a bitch.
You done being a bitch? Classic night.
And the answer to that question is no.
And he found out I used to love Def Leppard when I was young.
Who didn't?
And he kept playing Def Leppard on the TV. I remember Def Leppard kept playing.
Oh, no,
okay.
We played it once.
There was a lot of Def Leppard happening. Maybe. Yeah.
So this is Plum.
Okay, this is it. This is what we've been waiting for.
This is gonna be the goal. This is Rosemary and Plum.
Rosemary and Plum Saison.
You can't go wrong, right?
Let's hope.
The foam is very pretty. It's like very white. Oh, that sounds bad though.
Very foamy.
No, but it's very clean. Like it's.
I can smell the Saison. Whatever.
It almost looks like when you froth like coffee froth. Like that's what it looks like right now. It's a very good foam.
Very crisp. Very clean. I do not get rosemary.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. It's there. This might be my favorite out of the pack.
That's not saying much.
It doesn't end well.
I don't get plum. I don't get rosemary. I don't know what I'm getting. Other than there's a Christmas, which a crisp.
A Christmas? There's Christmas in there?
I like.
I don't mind this one. I think I love it when things look super clean.
No. And it's a sour.
Is this sour?
I get
no Saison.
This is not a sour. Saison. I was Saison. Like.
Sorry. So this tastes like a Saison.
Get it right or don't fucking come to this podcast ever again.
Are we getting anything right? Probably not. I don't mind this one.
I make 900 mistakes a day.
This one at least gives me a little bit of like, this one is challenging me a little bit. I like this one. I think the rosemary, I can taste the rosemary. I know you don't like it, but I kind of.
Me neither.
No, I'm disappointed. I'm not getting the flavors as advertised.
There is rosemary in there.
If I handed this beverage to you and didn't tell you anything about it, would you get rosemary and plum out of it?
You will if you take a bigger mouthful. Okay. All rude jokes aside, but take it like, yeah. Now you'll get it. The plum will show up. The rosemary is absent in my mind.
I get a little rosemary. Like faint rosemary.
I think I'm just tricking myself into thinking that, but that's what a saison tastes like. The plum shows up very briefly.
I'm not 100% sure I could pick plum out of a fucking lineup if I...
To be fair, you hate plums.
Do I hate plums?
Every time I buy a plum, you're like, I don't want it. They're skin. And you won't eat it.
I do not like plum skin.
No, or peach skin. Racist. So you just avoid plums. So you really don't know what a plum tastes like.
100% correct.
So plum is just...
Your Honor, I agree with that statement.
Yeah,
but he knows what rosemary tastes like, and that is not here.
Not present.
It's there. It's just very faint. I can taste it.
Well, then put faint rosemary. Like, just hints of.
I've had beer with rosemary in it, and it definitely was dominant, and it tasted... Rosemary beer is really nice. So it's definitely not 100%, like, tasting in this, but...
Of the four, that one is my favorite.
The last one?
Yes.
Really?
However, I'm still disappointed.
I know. You were pretty excited about the pod pack.
Yeah.
You almost put it back, but you didn't.
Look, it is what it is. Was it awesome? I didn't think so. Is it terrible?
No.
No.
I can tell you they filtered the shit out of this thing, and it's really clean looking. Like, it was super clear. The foam was super, foamy.
Yeah, I mean, they were, again.
And I can tell you that I got almost, a little buzz going on from all the beer.
I almost wish that when they do these collaborative works, there was a little, like, an insert in the box. Mm-hmm. That was just like, look, this is sort of the goal. Like, not the overall, we're trying to raise money for a thing or make money, but... As individual breweries, as the artists that are creating these things, as the brewmasters, this was what we were sort of going after. This was this taste tableau that so that whether I enjoy it or not,
tell me the story.
Yeah, I don't need to like it. I just need to understand it. And I think part of this journey that I'm missing some instructions. I'm missing.
I agree.
I don't understand where they were trying to go.
Yeah.
So did I like all these beverages? Not particularly. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't tell you they were bad, but I could never recommend to buy them or not buy them because these are never going to be mass produced.
No. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the purpose. So I'm missing the purpose.
Well, the purpose is to raise money, but it's only $1 per sale.
But that's secondary. Lovely thing.
It is secondary because it's not that much percentage. Right.
But still... What was the purpose of the brewers? What were they trying to do? And if I understood that, then I could go, oh, okay. It's like somebody explaining to me what a painter was trying to accomplish with a painting. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm just looking at colors and images on a flat surface and deciding whether or not I like them. It's like holding a book but never reading it.
Right.
It looks nice. Smells nice. It's a book. Yeah. I like books, but I don't know what it is. Okay, these are beers. Some of them I liked. Some I didn't. But I don't understand the context in which these beers are being presented to me.
Right.
So I don't understand if the story is being told.
I would have liked to see more of a theme for the pod pack. I mean, the salt was a good choice, but I feel like they could have done better. I think it's maybe a hurried pack.
Or
is it different every year? Do they do it every year?
Because
maybe years before it might have been better.
This was something I heard about several years ago, and then I don't know if it came up again.
No.
I guess to the Googles.
Googles.
Oh. Yeah.
The answer to all questions.
But I agree. Like, when you were just describing something, all of a sudden in my mind I thought of, like, the four elements. What is it? Fire, earth, water,
and whatever. Yeast or whatever.
The four elements.
Earth, fire, water, and air.
Yes. Like, that would be a great thing. And then each one of those beers has to achieve that.
Right.
So, like, the salt beer, the Gosa, nailed the salt. But then what are we doing with the rosé? What are we, like, they're just, yeah. They're four.
Very.
There's four different ideas not working together.
Right.
Other than, oh, we're contributing a dollar to.
What's the brewery called? The Vancouver Island Brewery?
Vancouver Island Brewery. So, and to Shannon, to answer your question, I don't know if they've done this 4 years in a row, but I just by chance caught it this year when I missed it 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, something's bothering me because my nose is running. Because
interesting. Okay.
Is there cream in one of them?
Cream?
I'm all the congested now.
Could it have been any of
the wheat, the rice?
Maybe, because yeah. I cut all of those things out, right. So it might be coming back.
Right, there's rice, yeah, there's wheat.
Because
yeah,
I'm really congested now. Wheat and everything. But that's just me. That has nothing to do with the pod pack. That's just me.
No, I think, Ray, you just summed it up perfectly.
I was saying I'd like to see it more themed towards the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, the salt was a good thing, but cut it back a little. Maybe you threw too much seaweed in the batch. Like, I could have, I would like
but
to.
But if that's what they were trying to achieve, which was creating a salty beverage, they nailed it.
It's a lot, though.
I've never had a Gosa with that much salt in it.
It's a lot of sodium in one beer.
Yeah.
So
the other, I don't know what the other things could have been to sort of balance that out, but they were all doing four different separate ideas, and that's fine.
Or maybe that's the point.
I would put it towards nature in general.
All the orcas in a pod are very different.
No, but I would put it towards nature in general. It doesn't actually have to be towards ocean. It could be. It could have. Should have been a fresh hop beer.
What really should have happened is there should have been a single shoe in each box with just a foot in it.
Oh, gross. Oh, yeah, because the foots they were fighting on the ocean.
But edible foot, like a little gel, yeah, a little gummy foot.
It tastes like a little foot.
A little CBD gummy, maybe.
Hey, guys, I got the foot.
Hey, I win.
It's like New Orleans where you find the baby. You got the baby. Looks like a dingo.
What? No, the dingo. Seinfeld. The dingo ate my baby.
The dingo ate my baby.
Got a Loch Ness monster on my glass.
It's a dinosaur.
Somebody's had too many samples.
It's the movie we just watched, the gorilla versus the dinosaur.
King Kong versus Godzilla.
King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, oh my god.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
I'm a guy who loves the monster movies.
You know what the Pod Pack has done?
I watched it the day it came out. I rented it.
Do you know what the Pod Pack has done? It successfully got us horrible. It successfully got us all buzzed.
Oh, 100%.
I was loaded before this happened, but yeah. Just
no, but I'm feeling it now, and I have a runny nose.
Okay, with a handful of minutes left, do you want to talk about Godzilla versus King Kong
and
how much you?
Oh, hate it.
Yeah, well.
Ray loved it.
No, I didn't. I didn't love it.
Really? You love those things.
I love monster movies, but the thing I liked about these, okay, as a child, what I really liked was it was a dude in a rubber suit who got to wreck a fake city, which is my dream job, and it still is. Anybody in the podcast universe who hears this and needs a fat dude to wear a rubber suit and wreck a city, I'm your guy. And when they did the remakes, you know, they're monster movies. That's that's like comic book movies and all that stuff. You have to tone your expectations down. So as long as there was a modicum of a story and shit gets blown up, I'm okay. The first Godzilla, modicum of story. In fact, you don't meet Godzilla until almost an hour into the film. And then those two, you know, they have a big bash and all that shit gets wrecked. Dope. Kong comes out, which is set, you know, age-wise earlier. Again, mostly it's a story about other stuff. Kong just happens to be a part of the film. Godzilla, King of Monsters. Same idea. There's an other story. Not great, perhaps, but there's a but there's a story nonetheless.
Yes.
And the monsters, the Titans themselves, are but... It's like The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead aren't what the story's about. They're like a virus. They're like COVID. They're just omnipresent. It's how we respond to them that these movies are about. Then we get to... Kong versus Godzilla. Now, for those who are of a generation like myself who have seen the original terrible films, there were two. There was the American version and the Japanese version. The American version came out, and it was basically just King Kong beating up Godzilla for an hour and a half badly. And then you have the the remake that the Japanese did, which was a much more like the movie that just came out. Mm-hmm. There was sort of the primer fight, then there was the big follow-up, and then there was, of course, a third thing, because Godzilla doesn't really have time to beat up a monkey half his size. So we get to this modern remake, which has these three predecessor movies that have set up this universe that they exist in. It's got characters, it's got storylines, it's got concepts. And all of a sudden, you show up at Kong Island, and the storm has collapsed on the island, and they built a giant dome that Kong knows he lives in, but instead of just kicking a hole in the wall and fucking leaving, he just throws sticks into the ceiling every day as a bit of a minor fuck you, kind of like Jim Carrey in that movie where he would, good morning, good evening, and good night.
Jim Intra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, miraculously, said giant monkey wakes up unconscious and chained on a flatboat in the middle of nowhere, wakes up and calmly just sits there and sort of looks and just sort of looks at his bondage like, meh.
Oh, it's 11 here? Oh, okay, good. I'll chill the fuck out then.
Yeah, like I just woke up from being unconscious. I'm in the movies, I don't know, tall like a mountain, but now I fit on the front of a boat and the boat is fine.
What kind of forklift did they have to get that? Well, we're not going to talk about that.
How about the helicopters and the nets? Where the fuck did they come up with? How did they get them on the net? This is after Godzilla shows up. And Godzilla is an iguana. He's a giant swimming lizard. So he never needs to leave the water. But for some reason, he decides that he's going to jump up onto an aircraft carrier and fight the monkey on land. And miraculously, they're the same height.
Yes.
This is what happens in acting when guys like Robert Downey Jr. stand next to the guy who played Thor and realizes, I'm 4'3". He's 6'10". You're going to put me in a box and hold the camera low so we look like we're the same height. I love monster movies for their ridiculousness, for their absence of reality, yet with just, they're like a really terrible lie. You know it's a lie, but there's a hint of truth, and you're just going to hold on to that hint.
Right.
Just to justify the rest of it.
Yeah.
Kong versus Godzilla didn't provide you with a hint of anything to hold on to. It was made for... Here's my analogy. King Kong versus Godzilla, the movie that just came out, while spectacular to look at and, you know, all the CGI, is the equivalent of Return of the Jedi in the original Star Wars trilogy.
Okay.
It's where they took a movie and a story and a concept and went, you know what? We need to make this really stupid and for kids so we can sell toys. And that's what they did. They took these... I understand kind of what they were doing with it. This was being asked for and sort of demanded, and so they did this. Now Godzilla can go off and do its own things in those movies, and Kong can go off and do its things in its own movies.
Right.
And the monster universe can be at ease with... Now you have Godzilla on the surface protecting the world. You have Kong under the world protecting us. And the two great protagonists never need to conflict ever again.
Right.
That doesn't mean that along the way you couldn't have spent 15 minutes and written a story.
Yes. Yeah.
Like it is the most... Again, I love this shit. And this
it's,
was...
It's almost like the executives like, I'm going to... dabble in writing.
No. This
I don't know.
This,
I just...
this is somebody like, you've been in a band for 5 years, but the band's been broken up for four, but you have a contractual agreement to make a second album.
Right.
And you show up just long enough to make the album,
right.
Get high, tell the other four band members how much you fucking hate them,
right.
And go home.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun. Like, why does he need an axe? How did he build the axe? He can barely walk. He doesn't use his fucking hands. How did they create a forge to create weapons? Why would they have, they're monkeys, people. Why would they have created... Okay, they're monkey people. They're not apes. They're whatever. Why would they have created a giant underground stone thing when they just... Anyway.
What the fuck did they call the Middle Earth thing or whatever? There was some sort of thing that they... Passage that they
it's
went
It's just
through.
Middle Earth.
No, it had a name.
Oh, are you talking... What?
You're talking about the...
No, the naturally existing one or the... Okay.
They dug a hole and they went through the center of the fucking Earth.
And yet they needed...
But they had a stupid name for it.
And yet they had to trick a monkey to go down a hole so the rest of us could follow him.
Right.
What?
I don't know.
You already dug the hole.
I don't get it.
Why didn't you fill the rest
of
them in?
So
why
much.
Didn't Godzilla just fucking ignore
and
him?
And then he...
went. But why is this other world in the middle of the earth?
Yes.
There's like a whole world of living animals
why
there.
Why did he have to jump all the way down to realize that he didn't to jump off a rock and flip upside down and walk on the fucking ceiling?
Yeah. But the earth is like, the middle of the earth is like lava and shit.
Well, no, no.
Not
look,
in this
look,
reality.
Look, I.
It's like a lot of shit. It's, no, there's listen, no, listen, there's listen. Not enough for a life form
the concept of the.
The
hollow earth. It's not the hollow earth theory isn't
ever. Also well, it's not hollow.
Look, it's not a unique theory. It's been around forever. The idea that they have the hollow earth theory.
It's like the people who think the earth is flat.
No, it's different. It's like people who think
they think it's hollow.
No, they don't actually think the middle's hollow. They think that there's giant caverns that exist within the planet's
surface.
There's
not life in those caverns.
There's life that exists in lava.
They don't have sun.
They don't need sun.
But when you're they went there, there was daylight.
Of course there was.
When there was daylight, where are they getting daylight from? Should be pitch black.
Yes.
It's the darkest you'll ever get. I would sleep great there.
You would because you'd already be dead. That's why you're there.
Probably.
Buried you.
But I would
seven
also be
miles
buried.
Under the planet. Yeah, no. Look, there is no excuse for it. But then again, they made Pacific Rim
Yeah,
twice.
I didn't dawn on me now. That
and I wrong. Love robots, monsters, and fuck, are they... Bad.
Yeah.
How do they explain the daylight?
They don't. How do they explain?
They don't explain a lot.
How do they explain a 300-foot tall dinosaur thing that's fighting a 150 tall monkey?
Middle Earth had a sky.
And then they brought out a fucking robot fucking.
Yes, but that's not new.
See, of course it's not new, but it wasn't needed.
Why? It was
other than to join the two and like we can be friends and we should fight this robot guy.
Right, but they could have done it better.
Dumb.
Like, and was it the fucking worst? Like. Just remake Mechagodzilla because that's what he's supposed to be, twisty arm fucktard. Sorry.
Godzilla's just supposed to have a relationship with a young blonde girl and that's it.
That's King Kong.
Sorry, King Kong.
Godzilla's having
had a girl though too.
Yes, some young Asian. She's the only survivor, weirdly enough, of people who live forever and there are no children and they make a big deal about it, the fact that there's no
kids.
Wait,
did she have ape sex?
No.
What?
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
His penis is the size of your house.
I know. That's why I was confused because I was like,
and
what?
There's no learn to swallow in that situation. It's learn to drown.
That's like a waterfall.
No.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
In Kong, in the movie Kong, they talk about the people that live on the island.
Kong's dong.
Kong's dong. That's a different movie.
And totally off subject.
And he ties it in a knot. Long Dong Silver, 27-inch penis when it was flaccid. He used to tie it in a knot.
Is that like the show where they make a hamburger?
Called Learn to Swallow?
No, what's the show where they make hamburgers and
puppetry,
you watch it?
Bob's Hamburgers?
Puppetry of the Penis.
Yeah.
But yeah. So.
Please continue.
Listen, the only reason we're having this rant is because the pod pack was that unsuccessful.
Pretty design, though.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful packaging.
Yeah. King Kong versus Godzilla. Fun to watch. I'll buy it just because I own the other four, and it's going to go into the library with the movies.
Oh, God. Don't
buy it. Oh, God.
How bad were the humans in this
movie?
Don't
show anyone that library.
I don't care if you look at it. It's filled with all sorts of other shit movies, too.
No, I'm saying anyone you bring in a date, that library.
Oh, look. Here's the reality of me and dating, if it ever happens. I can't talk about the movies that I like, the books that I read, or any of my hobbies. Because
no, you should, though.
But apparently, all of these things just dry vaginas right the fuck up.
No,
why would
no.
a 50-year-old man watch a comic book movie or play with models?
You're completely wrong. There is plenty of women out there who like those things.
That's true.
You're completely
wrong. That's the one.
You're completely wrong. If that person is that way, then that person's an asshole.
Her loss.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, Kong versus Godzilla. Tripe.
I don't want to get into a whole other topic right now, but did you see the movie Tenant yet?
Oh
no, I have not.
Okay.
Well, you can't. You can only discuss it with me then.
Absolutely, but I'm going to tell you.
Is it of the ilk of the?
It is the ilk of this is the last. Movie. There hasn't been a movie probably in the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah,
where
I remember.
Like, Holy you, his, fucking shit.
I was
shit.
On my phone this most of the time, great. But he was like, my mind is blown.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, he was
but is
like,
it sort of the modern
he had
Inception?
Like a moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You loved it's it. Great. It's you loved it.
Fucking awesome. Great. You'll absolutely love it.
I and remember parts of it.
We will leave it at that.
Cool. I just remember enjoy. Parts of it. I didn't fully focus on it.
I have not seen a movie in that long where I've been like, oh, this is, wow, this is great.
You know what
were
I
you, Wait a minute. Were you high when you were watching
not
it?
Not at all.
Okay, because that usually happens when
you're
high.
Do you know what I have a great desire for in film? And partly it's me. I love the Star Wars-y comic book movie, you know, mm-hmm. blowy uppy shit. But something like Once Upon a Great Notion or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. those movies of the 60s and the 70s that they didn't have any of the special effects. It was just about simple stories, about
great,
the complexity.
Great story.
Yeah, about human interactions and that sort of stuff. And I'm sure there's lots of movies like that exist that are going on all the time. But good ones. Like I don't know. I'm recently back on the Netflix and I'm flicking around and I'm trying all this stuff out. And I don't know, man. There's just...
I got to bring up a movie.
Do it.
Have you seen the movie Slacks?
No.
Yes.
I feel like we should bring it out for you tonight.
Okay.
We subscribe to Shudder, which is all horror films, because we love horror films.
Nice.
And it's about a pair of jeans that kills people.
Nice.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Nice.
It chokes people, but also squeezes them to death if you're wearing them.
Ooh.
It's amazing.
Does it
it's
just great. Reach up and grab you? Nice.
Kills people in a number of different ways.
Yeah, nice. I can't even. I
How
just,
does it get around?
It walks.
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, the jeans.
It also cleans up the blood mess with the jeans. It like sucks it up.
So very,
but never gets stained.
Never gets stained.
Yeah,
it just walks along.
The devil's jeans.
Exactly. Like they start off with the girl wearing the jeans, and she's like, and she's like choking, like down there, squeezed to death, and like squeeze her, and then she like explodes, and she explodes.
Does it cuts her in half?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, nice. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's amazing. But it's
just,
the
but
best.
But just below the tramp stamp? So,
yes.
So we can
yes.
identify
yeah.
her?
But they're
exactly.
working,
oh my God,
they're working at sort of like a Benetton type of store.
Ooh.
It's just...
So you're saying they deserve to die?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But what's amazing, I don't want to give it away, but the ending is amazing. And I can't tell you how amazing
you
this movie is.
Yeah.
So if you have Shudder, you should watch Slacks with
it.
Two X's.
I have Tubi.
S-L-A-X-X.
Have you seen Tubi?
Yeah.
It has the just the worst of
yeah,
the
great.
Worst. There's so much goodness on there.
Hey, you can make it really man. Bad and I'll love it. Any kind of like Shudder is my favorite like thing we subscribe to on occasion, especially at Halloween time when
we watched it just a
we
ton
try
of
to do like
movies.
31 Days of Horror.
Yeah, it was great.
It was amazing. And we watched the best stupid ass movies.
But we watched some fantastic movies too.
Let's see horror.
What was the one with the chick? It was like a 1960s movie. But it was like modern day, but she was living in the 60s.
Yeah, the name is not going to come to me.
But that was amazing
fast
too.
Fast enough. Shit.
Like,
yeah.
Like I don't know.
We
like
talked about it in a previous
in
podcast.
Modern times.
Yeah, but she was a witch. It was something like witches or something.
I
played it because it said witches in it. And I was like, of course I'm going to watch something witchy.
It's not going to come to me.
Anyway, it was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. It'll come to me.
We talked about it in a previous episode.
We did.
Have you watched the new Disney Witches? The one with the one who played Catwoman in the Batman movie?
Yeah, we started watching
that.
It's got Chris Rock doing a voiceover on it.
We started it, but we haven't finished. We watched the first half of a first episode.
Right.
Which means you'll never watch
that. We will, because I usually go back. Because we started watching another Witch.
Anne Hathaway. Nailed it.
There was another witchy one where there were an army.
Really?
What's the witchy one with an army?
That
it's
is
like a CW type of thing.
A TV show filmed in Vancouver called Motherland.
Motherland, I think it is, like which is also witchy.
Again, you won't let me watch more episodes. It's
I
your
do.
Fault.
We just run out of things to do.
I know. Guys, this was great. I'm sorry the beer was not spectacular. We tried it. Again, you might
like
it.
But it got me wasted.
We all got a little inebriated.
Yeah.
And isn't that what it's all about?
I'm drunk on whales.
It's a pint with friends. It's about sharing times and having good times.
Oh, yeah. Nailed it. And
Wait, before we do.
Yep.
You have to down something. Do that one.
Yeah, Scott. Learn to swallow.
Learn to swallow. All you have to do is open up your throat.
Learn to swallow.
And let the mascara run.
It's better.
Oh boy!
Thank you for listening, everyone, and
stay safe, enjoy responsibly, and support those that you love and cherish.
And buy a pod pack and find it interesting.
Yeah, please do. Just because we didn't like it doesn't mean you won't.
Yeah, right? And support the salmon and the whales.
Please subscribe to the podcast. Please go leave a review on Apple iTunes.
Yes.
Subscribe on Spotify.
Leave us a message on Anchor.
anchor.fm/apintwithfriends.
And watch Weird Together because it's another podcast that they do that's also awesome.
Thank you, sir. Until next time.
Peace out.
Peace out.
I want to say goodbye, humans.